Good morning, my beloved ones. It's just a joy to think about you and to keep you in prayer and to hold you before the Lord. We were even in prayer this morning, asking the Lord to cover each one of you and the steps that you take on this earth all the days of your life. So let us pray. Lord, we thank you for our children. We thank you for the life that they have in you. We thank you for the parents who are your blessing and your gift to the children, as the children are a blessing and gift to the parents. We think of the grandparents and all that are involved in the development of these young ones into the Lord. We just pray for the testimony. And we pray for that recognition on the part of each one of these gentle hearts to know you and to live their lives according to your plan and your purpose. We thank you for this. And as we go to your word, we ask that you would open it up to our young ones in a way that is meets their every need. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're at probably the most famous story in the Bible for children, for you, and the trust that it develops for all of us in the Lord. I don't know if you can see the picture or not, and tell me. Hopefully you can see David and Goliath, and how big Goliath is. Obviously, this is just a representation, but it's David and Goliath. And that's in 1 Samuel 17. Once again, the Philistines went to fight the Israelites. When they met near the valley of Elah, the Philistines were on one hill and the Israelites were on the other. The valley lay between them. Each day for 40 days, a Philistine giant named Goliath stood on his side of the valley. He shouted to the Israelites on the other side, "Send someone to fight me," he said. "If you win, we will be your slaves. If I win, you will be our slaves." Goliath was more than 9 feet tall. He wore a bronze helmet and bronze leggings. His metal coat weighed 125 pounds. He carried a heavy sword with an iron spear. His bodyguard carried a huge shield. Goliath was the mightiest warrior the Israelites had ever seen. The Israelite soldiers were terrified. No one would go out to fight him. About this time, Jesse sent David with food for his brothers who were in the Israelite army. When David saw Goliath challenge the Israelite army, he made it known that he would fight the giant. Someone told King Saul, and Saul sent for David. "I'll fight this giant," David said. Saul must have laughed. "You're still a boy," he said. "That giant has been a great warrior for many years." But David kept asking to fight Goliath. At last, Saul agreed and put his armor on David. But David didn't want the bronze helmet and the metal coat. So he picked up 5 stones and went to meet the giant. He just took his shepherd's staff, his sling, and the 5 stones. Goliath was angry. Who did this boy think he was? Goliath made many angry remarks and put David down. But David answered, "You come with your weapons, I come with the Lord. He will help me to win." David put a stone into his sling. He whirled it around and around and sent the stone flying. It hit Goliath's forehead. When Goliath fell, David used the giant's own sword to kill him. Then the Israelite soldiers shouted and chased after the Philistines. They defeated the Philistines and took all of their things. Now, how big was Goliath? You know, it says that he was 9 feet tall, or more than 9 feet tall, and he had huge weapons. And what is it that David had? All he had was his sling and 5 stones. And what did David have that Goliath did not have? And you know the answer to this, I hope. He had God on his side. And the fact is, it's better to have less and have God than it is to have all the weapons, the finest weapons, and not to have God on our side. David only had the shepherd's weapons, the sling, and the stones. but he went in the power of God, and God was the one who went before him. So we always need to keep that in mind as we face every day, that we want only to have the Lord with us and his power on our side. Okay. Well, looks like I'm having technical difficulty with this. So, there won't be any song this week, and we'll try again for next week. But just know that you're loved, and we just cherish you and give you hugs and look forward to the days when we can fully give you all the love that's in our hearts, with love, with hugs, and joy in the Lord. May you be blessed this week, our beloved ones. Amen.